Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
Well, she brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8. Her name is Zuzu Letoa Mefupi. How are you, Gugu?
Bonjour. Parlez-vous petit français?
Yeah, yes, whatever you say, I'm that.
Yonale.
So the BHP and Anglo merger, it looks as if it fell through. What's happening there?
So the relationship between BHP Billiton and Anglo is like the perfect relationship that just never gets started. So ultimately, these are two huge mining companies. Anglo American, as we know, has been invested in the likes of platinum and heavily invested in copper currently. They are currently divesting from their platinum interest in South Africa. That's already been confirmed, and separating from their interest in diamonds in Botswana. They currently have a deal with another mining company called Teck, which is based in Canada, and largely trying to expand on the base of being a pure play in the mining space. That essentially means focusing on one particular commodity, and in this case, it would be copper. BHP, on the other hand, also is a juggernaut of a mining company, largely based in Australia, but with operations in much of South America. And for the longest time, these two have been contenders, and there has been speculation that if these two businesses merge, this could actually create the ultimate mining company. However, it does seem as though there have been a couple of false starts. BHP has made several offers to actually try to pursue and buy Anglo American, but this is about the third attempt, and it does seem as though Anglo American just isn't interested because it's still waiting for the final shareholder voting outcome regarding its potential merger with Teck, based in Canada. So I guess interesting times. The relationship could happen, could not, but everyone keeps finding someone else to spend time with. So that's the dynamic that we see there with these two big companies, and ultimately their share prices also respond.
I love how you brought Umjolo into it.
It makes sense, right?
It does. And then Mr. Price, it seems as if Amasales sales are going very well. What's happening there?
This one is a positive update from Mr. Price. For the longest time, we know Mr. Price has been primarily a clothing retailer in South Africa, but over the years, they have expanded. So if you consider the fact that they own the likes of Sheet Street, they've got their home outlet as well, and a few other brands that they've managed to purchase over the last few years, including Yuppie Chef, this is where they've seen a significant amount of growth. However, Mr. Price has also been very vocal about the fact that we've seen a significant rise in online shopping, specifically from the likes of Shein and Temu. And to some extent, that also added pressure on to their particular profits. Beyond that, South African consumers for some time, we've also been under immense financial pressure and actually just making purchases on credit, or sometimes just not buying any clothing at all. Mm. But according to them, on Friday, they published a 26-week statement in terms of their retail sales. That's up by 5%. They are noticing that a lot more South Africans are purchasing on credit. However, they say there's a form of resilience. So it's not just us buying the odd item that we need for our home and clothing, but also making sure that we expand on the size of our basket and the purchases that we make. And if anything, Maple, if we consider the fact that last week Thursday we saw an interest rate cut from the MPC, it does mean that credit has become a lot cheaper. Mm-hmm. So with Black Friday around the corner, Christmas shopping, back to school next year, I think a lot of us as South Africans will breathe a slight sigh of relief because we'll have a few more rands at the end of the month.
Dust off those credit cards. Boo, 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 boo. How are the markets?
Dust off the credit card, just as long as you use it wisely. Mm. You need to pay that money back, Maple. Mm. Pay it back. But on the markets, we'll open up from 109,641 points today. Currency-wise, we're at 17.36 against the US dollar, 22.75 to the British pound, and 20.01 against the euro.
All right. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday between 6 and 8 p.m. right here on Kaya 959. Her name is Gugule Tumfupi.
Business update with Gule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.